With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Iran and the United States are preparing for a second round of negotiation over today's or Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program in Rome. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details on this story.
The talks in Italy over Easter weekend will again hinge on conversations between President Trump's U.S. Mideast envoy, Steve Witkoff, and the Iranian foreign minister. Whether the two men can find common ground in high-stakes negotiations could mean success or failure in the talks. At risk is a possible American or Israeli military strike on Iran's nuclear sites, or the Iranians following through on their threats to pursue an atomic weapon. Ken Lorman, Washington.
A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from firing hundreds of employees in the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson said she's deeply concerned that administration officials aren't complying with her earlier order that maintains the Bureau's existence until she rules on the merits of a lawsuit seeking to preserve it. A hearing is set for the end of April. Roughly 1,500 employees are slated to be cut, leaving around 200 people. Many conservatives and businesses have criticized the Bureau's oversight and investigations. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court has blocked, for now, the deportations of any Venezuelans held in North Texas under an 18th century wartime law. In a brief early this morning, the court directed the Trump administration not to remove Venezuelans held in the Bluebonnet Detention Center, quote, until further order of the court, unquote. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented. The high court acted in an emergency appeal from the ACLU. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. New Hampshire parents lose a round of federal court. SRN's Michael Harrington has the details.
A judge has ruled that the Bow and Dunbarton school districts can bar moms and dads from protesting at sports events where boys are being allowed to compete against girls, at least while a court case over the question plays out. The parents had been showing up to games wearing pink armbands in support of their daughters who are being forced to play against boys who are living as girls. Anybody who wears an armband or brings a sign will be kicked out. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The nation's more than 9,000 Catholic employers do not need to abide by federal regulations requiring accommodations for workers who seek abortions, according to a ruling issued this week by a federal judge in North Dakota. The Catholic Benefits Association and the Bismarck Diocese filed a lawsuit last year challenging the Biden administration's EEOC regulations on implementing the Pregnant Workers Faith Fairness Act. The Biden administration said that it was not something they could do. Experts tend to focus on the kinds of foods you can eat to improve your health. John Scott has more on this.
However, the speed at which you devour your dinner matters just as much. Scientists say you're eating too fast if you typically finish a regular-sized meal in less than 20 minutes. That means you could have a higher risk of obesity, swallow more air that leads to bloating, or have unchewed pieces of food lodged in your esophagus. Experts recommend slowing down by putting down your phone, turning off the TV, and focusing on the meal itself. John Scott reporting.
About 10,000 pages of records related to the 1968 assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy have been released, including handwritten notes by the gunman who said the Democratic presidential candidate, quote, must be disposed of. The assassin also acknowledged an obsession with killing the senator at the time in 1968. You'll find more stories, headlines, breaking news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.